The sheets have been passed out, I believe. I took the time to put in a new ink cartridge downstairs and found out after I got here that it was an old one. So the back of it didn't print off too darkly. But this is one that I think is, to me, the most outstanding argument against evolution is this very thing. The topic that we're looking at is that life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. It's too complex for it just to happen. And the most clear example of this in everything that we've looked at is this thing of genetic information. This is the DNA, the RNA. Information never self-assembles. The genetic information in the DNA of each human cell is roughly equivalent to a library of 4,000 books. Now, if you had 4,000 books in your library, you'd say, I have a pretty good library. So that's the genetic equivalent of each human cell. Now, that, you know, blows right by me. Carl Sagan, of TV fame, showed, using straightforward calculations, why one cell's worth of genetic information approximates 4,000 books of printed information. And each of those 4,000 books had 500 pages, so that puts it, I suppose, about the size of our hymnal. We have 600 some songs, but there's more than one per page. So it had 500 pages with 300 words per page. So that was the average. So that's a pretty good sized book. 500 pages, 300 words per page. And to put that much information out of one human cell, 4,000 books. Illustrations. Each book would have a volume of about 50 cubic inches. An adult human body contains about 10 to the 14th cells. That's a lot. About 800 cubic miles have been eroded from the Grand Canyon. Therefore, we can say that if every cell in one person's body were reduced to 4,000 books, all of the books from that one person's body would fill the Grand Canyon 98 times. Just one human. The moon is 240,000 miles from Earth. If the DNA in a human cell were stretched out and connected, it would be more than 7 feet long. If we take then the 10 to the 14th number of cells in the person's body and connect them, then put them end to end, it would extend to the moon 552,000 times. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, traveling that 240,000 miles 552,000 times. However, all of that information, all of that, the moon thing there is how long the actual microscopic things would be, you see, for one person's body. The DNA in a human cell weighs 6.4 times 10 to the minus 12 grams. Very, very, very small. Probably less than 50 billion people have lived on the Earth. If you take twice what the population is today, that's probably how many people have ever lived on the Earth. So it's quite proper to say that 50 billion would count everybody that's ever lived. If so, one copy of the DNA of every human who ever lived, enough to define the physical characteristics of all those people in microscopic detail, would weigh only 0.32 grams. That's less than the weight of one aspirin. So the whole history of the world's population, you can hold in your hand. So talk about micro-miniaturization. Talk about vast amounts of information stored in a tiny, tiny little area. Dawkins says in The Blind Witch Watchmaker, there is enough information capacity in a single human cell to store the Encyclopedia Britannica, all 30 volumes of it, three or four times over. There's enough storage capacity in the DNA of a single lily seed or a single salamander sperm to store the Encyclopedia Britannica 60 times over. Some species of the unjustly called primitive amoeba have as much information in their DNA as 1,000 Encyclopedia Britannicas. We get the idea how much information, and this is all finely detailed, proper information, not just an aggregate of gravel. Even if matter and life, perhaps a bacterium, somehow arose, the probability that mutations and natural selection produced this vast amount of information is essentially zero. There's a certain probability that it's so unlikely that we would say it could never happen. It would be analogous to continuing the following procedure until 4,000 books were proceeded. Imagine trying to do this. Start out and type a meaningful phrase. Then retype it, but make some errors and just insert randomly a few letters. See if that new phrase makes any sense. See if it's meaningful. If it is, replace the original phrase with it. Return to step B. Retype, make some errors, insert some letters. So you keep doing that and ask yourself, how long would it take until you came up with 4,000 books that made sense? To produce just the enzymes in one organism would require more than 10 to the 40,000th trials. To begin to understand how large 10 to the 40,000th is, realize that the whole visible universe has fewer than 10 to the 80 atoms in it. So, more trial, if you took one atom for everything in the universe and did one trial, wouldn't work. In 1972, evolutionists, out of ignorance, began referring to large segments of DNA as junk DNA because that DNA supposedly had no purpose. What that means is they didn't know what it was for and was left over from our evolutionary past. What evolutionists called junk DNA is now known to produce microRNA, the ribonucleic acid, which is vital for each organism's health and also controls to a large extent the production of proteins. Cancers, lung, breast, stomach, prostate, colon, pancreatic, and brain cancers are frequently a result of damaged microRNA. So the so-called junk DNA, very, very important. On the back, based on all known experience, scientific or otherwise, information only comes from intelligence. Vast amounts of information require a vast intelligence. And now a story, the elephant in the living room. Writer George V. Kaler interviewed Sam. You'll notice that in this, we don't have a last name because he'd be in big trouble if his name got out. But he's a molecular biologist. George asks Sam about his work. Sam said he and his team were scientific detectives working with DNA and tracking down the cause of disease. Here is their published conversation. G is George, S is Sam. George, sounds like pretty complicated work. Sam, you can't imagine how complicated. G, try me. S, I'm a bit like an editor trying to find a spelling mistake. This is what caused the disease. A spelling mistake inside a document larger than four complete sets of the Encyclopedia Britannica. 70 volumes, thousands and thousands of pages of small print words. Well, with computer power, you can just spell check. There is no spell check because we don't know yet how the words are supposed to be spelled. We don't even know for sure which language. And it's not just the spelling error we're looking for. If any of the punctuation is out of place, or a space out of place, or a grammatical error, we have a mutation that will cause a disease. So, how do you do it? We are learning as we go. We have already read over 2 articles in that one encyclopedia and located some typos. It should get easier as time goes by. How did all that information happen to get there? Do you mean did it just happen? Did it evolve? Bingo. Do you believe that the information evolved? George, nobody I know in my profession truly believes it evolved. It was engineered by genius beyond genius, and such information could not have been written any other way. The paper and ink did not write the book. You know, get paper and ink, it doesn't write the book. Knowing what we know, it is ridiculous to think otherwise. A bit like Neil Armstrong believing the moon is made of green cheese, and he's been there. Have you ever stated that in a public lecture or in any public writings? No, it all just evolved. What? You just told me. Just stop right there. To be a molecular biologist requires one to hold on to 2 insanities at all times. One, it would be insane to believe in evolution when you can see the truth for yourself. 2, it would be insane to say you don't believe in evolution. All government work, research grants, papers, big college lectures, everything would stop. I'd be out of a job or relegated to the outer fringes where I couldn't earn a decent living. I hate to say it, Sam, but that sounds intellectually dishonest. The work I do in genetic research is honorable. We will find the cures to many of mankind's worst diseases. But in the meantime, we have to live with the elephant in the living room. What elephant? Design. It's like the elephant in the living room. It moves around. It takes up an enormous amount of space, loudly trumpets, bumps into us, knocks things over, eats a ton of hay, and smells like an elephant. And yet we have to swear it isn't there. This is where they are today. See? The obvious cannot be spoken. Comments or questions? Genetic information. All that information. Codes and information. Just happened.